Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday, and welcome to the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. It is the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. You know, I had a decision to make whether I wanted to do this show on Christmas Day, and I felt like it was very necessary. So, very necessary, that rhymes, right? It was very necessary for us to do this show because, you know, this is the day that people plan to have every year. People plan to have Christmas. They shop. They question folks about gifts, gift giving, what kind of gifts they're going to give. Money, you budget as far as what you want to spend on individuals. Because some folks, of course, have a lot of grandkids, have friends and family and everything, you know, and you really want to spend some money and give a gift. Not really want to spend a lot of money, but give a gift, right, to a loved one or a friend. And this is something that we've been doing for many, many years, and I find it interesting, to be honest, the way people will go out above and beyond their means of doing something for one moment in time. One moment in time. Okay? And every year we do it. So with that being said, I just want to say that I hope that you were able to get a gift or give a gift to someone that deserves it. But you don't have to wait until December the 25th. You really don't. You don't have to wait to give a gift. You can gift people 365 days a year. We're going to get into that conversation a little bit more later on. But the reason why I decided to go on live tonight, because I want to play some great Christmas songs that some of you probably know, some of you probably don't know, right? So let's get the party started, all right? And the way I'm talking about getting the party started, I'm going to get it to where we're going to get off the hook. We're going to jam starting off, right? So let's start off with this Christmas song. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. You could probably figure it out. But let's get going. Here we go. Merry Christmas, y'all. Let's get the party started. Welcome back to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show. Merry Christmas, and hope you guys had a great day today. I'm sure a lot of family and friends got together, and, you know, that's a blessing. Unfortunately, we always look at doing it once a year, but how come we can't have Christmas 365 days a year, have that same love and joy every time we get together? You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, and what we're going to do is that we're going to play some great Christmas music from past and present, and hopefully you're listening and you guys can, wow, I remember that. You know, but I want to start it off a little funky. That was In Vogue with their version of Silent Night. I love that. I love that. It's funky. I mean, you can bop to it and, you know, just have a great time. So what we're going to do is keep it moving. Here's TLC with Sleigh Ride. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TMGS, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Merry Christmas to you guys, and what we're doing is playing some of your great Christmas classics. some songs you probably know, some you probably don't know. So, wow. Let me go down the board here and take a look. And you're welcome to call in, share what your day has been. I'd love to hear it. And share what your day has been here on this 25th of December, another Christmas. We're going to move on and let you guys hear something from the one and only Miss Vanessa Williams and Bobby Caldwell. Well, you know, it could be cold outside. Merry Christmas.
is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. We sing the love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face that affects the plans we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Oh, you gotta be walking. Oh, I'm walking.
Ooh.
Definitely a Christmas classic. That's Boys and Men with Let It Snow. Happy holidays to each and every one of you, and Merry Christmas. I hope you've had a great day. This is yours truly, Michael Gay, on the TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. And normally, you know, when Christmas falls on certain days, which would probably be like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we wouldn't be doing a show. But seeing that it falls on the day that we do our broadcast on a Saturday, I felt like, you know, why not do a show? Why not play some great classic Christmas holidays like we're doing right now? And appreciate all of you that are tuning in. And hopefully that you are enjoying your day after weeks and weeks of shopping. You know, I've seen the madness and the mayhem that happens at this time of year when people shop. It's just amazing of how people are just inconsiderate. You know, it's, I don't know. If you have a story to share, go ahead and call into the show. I have the board open while you were shopping. Some of the stories you may have to share, you're welcome to do so. I'm going to keep playing the music, but if you have something to share, please do, because I have a lot I could share. But I want to hear from you, because the stories I can share is just amazing. As I said, I'm going to play some great Christmas music for the next 2 hours, and hear some songs you probably never heard, and some that you have. Of course, the Christmas classics we're going to have, R&B Christmas, and some others. But here's one you probably haven't heard. There was a group called Solo that had songs like Where Do You Want Me to Put It and I Got Heaven Right Here on Earth. And they released a Christmas song about 2 years ago. And I didn't hear it on any radio stations or anything, but I was so happy to hear them do this. And I want you to hear it. So here we go. Here's Solo. This time of year, you're tuned into the TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. this time of year, yeah, we could never love too much. That solo with This Time of Year, I believe that song came out about, no, actually, I can't really say the year, but about 3-4 years ago, and it was great to hear them come back on the music scene with a holiday song. And when I first heard it, I was like, wow. Because if you really do your research, Solo was one of those groups that, I mean, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis with, as I mentioned before, Tell Me Where You Want Me to Put It, and other great songs. And if you go back and go to YouTube and pull up a lot of their videos, this group, I thought at that time, would just be amazing for years to come. And they came into the spotlight for a short period of time and all of a sudden disappeared. I don't know the reason why, but wow, they were amazing and would love to hear them. They brought back that old R&B classic sound, that Sam Cooke type sound. You know, just amazing group. What happened to Solo? Do your research. I'm going to talk about it more on the show. Again, I want to say happy holidays to each and every one of you, and hopefully that you have a great Christmas, a great day with your families and friends. Me personally, you know, I look at it where I know this is not the actual date that Jesus Christ was born, but we have been told this is the day that we need to celebrate, okay? I'm just going to get that out there. It's not actually the date, but, you know, some things have to be programmed, and there's a lot of things that are being programmed to us, and so we accept the programming, but we do have an option of looking at the reality of it. So let it be what it is to a certain extent. What I want to do tonight is play some great music. Not going to get political or religious on this or any of it, but it's a lot of folks that I've talked to that was like, well, you know, it's not really, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to get into that, you know. But how come we can't celebrate Christmas every day? How come we have to wait until a certain time of the year to show love and respect to our family and friends? Why do we have to pick a certain time to say, I'm going to buy them a gift on Christmas? I'm going to buy them a gift on their birthday. Why not show your love any day, anytime, 365? How come we have not been programmed to do that? You know what I'm saying? Some of you might get it. Some of you may not. But how come we can't love each other and share our love for each other 365? Because we're here for a limited amount of time. And how come we have to wait until a certain time of a calendar to go rush out, spend money, to try to tell someone, I love you, through a gift? Why do we do that? It just boggles my mind. If you have an answer to it, please call into the show. I'd love to hear it. The number is 516-531-9861. Why don't we do this every year? And don't get me wrong, I mean, Christmas is great. It's a start. But it's something that is programming us to do just at this one point in time in our existence and in our life, to do this every year, end of the year, and then we celebrate New Year's, and we go back to the same bullshit that we've been dealing with last year. Explain to me what makes it a difference. People say, it's going to be a new year, I'm going to be different. No, you're not. You're still the same person you were last year. Now, you may have different goals. You may say, I'm going to change my way. but you're still you. I'm still Michael Gay every day I wake up, right? But it's up to me to change how I am. I can't change the world, and the world is not going to change me. But how do we make a change collectively? That really, to me, is the question. It really is. It just boggles my mind, person, that some folks might say, Michael, you too deep. Yeah, I know. Because I look at what has been in the past, the present, and what I foresee in the future. How do we make really change? So with that being said, let's get back to the movie. Hey, you guys, I hope you had a great Christmas today. Really do, with your family and friends. I really hope you have. And continue to. Because I'm sure many are still with their family and friends celebrating the holidays. So I have promised I will play some great holiday music. Now I got something for you that probably will surprise you. As I scroll through my listings, and I've got thousands of songs, so bear with me as I scroll down. Wow, I didn't know I had that on there. Okay. I didn't know there was this many songs. Okay, now, in my Christmas listing, I apologize. You know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play some Christmas songs that are not normally on your playlist. But this is on my playlist. I listen to all styles, country, rap, R&B, and everything. So what I want to do, I'm going to introduce you to Matt Hunt's Steamroller. And they have a certain sound that's so different, so unique than any other artists out here, right? So let me go ahead and play this. Merry Christmas to you guys. You're listening to the Team Jazz. Welcome back to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, that's where I live, on this Christmas night. And hopefully, as I said before, and I'll say again, you've had a great day. Tomorrow, the world continues. But today is a celebration. And it's a celebration of the birth. I talk to some folks and say, well, no, the 25th is not the actual birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's a different story. And I do agree with you. You know, I do agree with some folks that 25th may not, and probably not, according to the Bible, it's not the actual date that Jesus Christ was born. But I'm not going to get into that conversation tonight. That's for a different show. And that's something that we can talk about later. But in the meantime, in between time, we have to be thankful. But again, I say, we need to have Christmas every day. Why is that impossible? How is it possible that we are programmed to go out and shop and buy and give gifts, you know, and try to show love to one another at this point in time every year? But during the rest of the time of the year, we don't do it. I'm really trying to understand that. And I think that's a good question. Some folks have said that or have shared that. How come we have to wait until the winter months, November, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, to show love to each other? How come we can't do it 365 every day of the year? And I'm saying that everybody does that 365. Of course, during this time of year, there's still crimes going on. There's still folks, you know, killing folks. Still folks robbing folks. It still goes on. But how do we feel, I mean, how do we think, or how come we can't strive for a better year and not just a better day? Or we can shut down every grocery store, every this, that, and the other, you know, to give people a chance to be with family and friends and celebrate and eat. Because that's what we do. We cook and eat. That's basically what every holiday is. Grocery stores are making a mint. Be realistic about it. Stores to sell products at Christmas time, making a mint because you're buying. How come, and these stores still exist after these holidays, and they give you these so-called deals. They could have gave you the deals every day of the week. Because if you think about it, prior to Corona, companies were paying very low wages for employees. After that, look what's happening now. Companies are now saying, when we used to give you $7, we'll give you $14, $15, $12. You could have done that shit a long time ago. You could have paid people somewhat of a living wage before the coronavirus. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, why did it have to take this threat of a virus and other viruses that are coming up, okay, that we're being introduced to? I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm not a virus, you know. I'm not Dr. Fauci. I don't know him, whatever. Some folks have an opinion and view on him. I don't even get into all that. Bottom line, I'm saying is that where a lot of this shit could have been solved. And now we're in the holiday season, guys. What do we do after today is a good question. That's my thought process. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to share with you some great music. And I'm thankful to have this platform to be able to reach out to you and share some great holiday music. That being said, I'm going to shut my mouth, play the music, If you have a question or comment, you're more than welcome to hit the number one. Yes, this is a live show. This is live. Yes, it's live. It's not pre-recorded. It's a live show. I'm here live. You know, I very seldom do pre-recorded shows. Very seldom, if at all. I think I've done maybe two in the years I've been doing this. But no, this is live. Okay. Scroll down, get to my Christmas songs, and I want you guys to hear something that is, well, it's a classic, from The Temptations, you know, Rudolph, the Red
and dancing, and prancing, and vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donna, and Blitzen. The most famous reindeer, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it blows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
you know,
Santa came to say,
"Hey, Rudolph! lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's Christmas. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle to a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason. Every season is love. People really need one another. Man, woman, boy, girl, sister and brother. We wish to wish happy holidays. Happy holiday to you, and for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the holy nation, to say thank you, Father,
thank you, Father.
Happy birthday to you, happy holiday to you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh, baby.
I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear the magic reindeer click. I just want you here tonight. More can I do? Oh, baby, you're all I want for Christmas. You,
ooh, baby,
ooh,
baby.
All the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children.
Christmas, this is all I'm asking for. I just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
PJ Morgan with, of course, Stokely, Stokely Williams of Mint Condition. All I Want for Christmas, and I was blessed to get that track, but different version. You know, it's amazing when you go into a store and you hear, you know, Christmas songs, but they're the same damn songs by different artists. And I get it, you know, classics. But it's every year. You don't hear it during the summertime. You don't hear it during, autumn and all those, you know, years. But when it comes to Christmas, that's when you start hearing a lot of Christmas songs. And a lot of great artists have come up with their different versions. So I have to give a lot of love and respect to PJ and also to the one and only Mr. Stokely Williams. I've been blessed to know him and talk with him and learn a lot from him in our conversations. Interesting individual. And if you ever get a chance to go see him perform live, I recommend that you do that ASAP as soon as possible. This guy is just unbelievable. One of the most educated artists. When I say educated, he knows his craft. He knows his craft. And, you know, that's how he is still a force to be reckoned with. All right, going back into what I've been saying is that where this Christmas, I didn't really plan on doing a show, but I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do one and play some great classic music. And I want to thank you guys who are tuning in and listening. That is just amazing. I'm seeing folks who are popping up point in time. And we have about maybe, 50 minutes left on the show. So that's cool. It's 7:20 on the East Coast time. So, yeah, okay. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the music that we're sharing. And also, first and foremost, I hope you had a great day. But Christmas should be every day, which I've talked to other folks. We should not have to wait until a certain time of year to share love. I didn't start. We should not wait until a certain time of year to share love. You follow what I'm saying? We should not wait until a certain time of year to go and gang rush a grocery store or a Walmart or any place to buy something, a gift, to show and share your love. We shouldn't have to do that. But we do. That's what's so funny. We do it every year. Christmas should be every day. The love that we share, the gift giving should be every day of the year. Now, I'm not saying that you should give somebody something every day of the year. No, that's ridiculous. But your love and appreciation of them and vice versa should be shared not just on one day. And then the next day, you go back to what you're doing and forget and say, well, it's over with. Now I'm going to go back to being that trifling-ass person I was, or they're going to go back being that trifling-ass person they were. But just for this one day, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to spend money, whatever. Makes no sense. It really doesn't. Christmas should be every day. And when I say that, I mean you should love everybody every day. You should have respect everybody every day. And they should respect you every day. Well, we are having a problem there. Is that we don't have love and respect among ourselves. We really don't. And when I say among ourselves, I mean on both sides, where we don't love and respect the people that we get in contact with, and then we don't have love and respect for ourselves, that we could be better as human beings when we communicate with folks, You ain't got to cuss with that. You don't have to be belligerent every time. But unfortunately, that's what we do. That's what we do. Why? Is my question. I chose to do this show because I want to share with folks, and I see some on the board that's calling, basically they haven't raised their hand, but they're listening to what I'm posting and what I'm sharing. The thing is that Christmas can be every day. It really can be. It's up to us to make that possible. What does Michael mean? We can love each other and show support to each other more than one day in a year. It's always boggled my mind. Why do we all of a sudden decide, well, here comes the holiday season, I gotta be nice or try to be and everything. But then when the holiday season's gone, well, I'm gonna go back to my old ways. What the fuck does that mean? I'm trying to understand it. And I really want to hear from people who are listening, because it's just a program thing that we keep doing every year. Why do we keep doing the same damn thing and never have an answer to it? Why? I want to play some more music because that was my plan, and that's what I'm going to stick to. But you're welcome. This is Vod. Chime in and share your thoughts about my questions. Or it doesn't have to be about my questions. Just your point of view. This is why I do what I do. Share. Okay? So we're going to get back into the music, and then we're going to come back. Anybody go ahead if you want to go ahead and share something. You're more than welcome to. Go ahead and wave your hand. I'm sorry, I'm scrolling down. All right, I'm sorry. Here it is. I saw that post. Okay, I appreciate that. I'll read that in a minute. But let's get back to the music, and then we're going to enjoy the rest of the night. And really, I hope that everybody's having a great holiday, a great Christmas. You know, but Christmas should be 365 days a year. What we celebrate in one day, months in advance, should not be for one day. It should be every day. Follow me? That being said, here's James Brown. Santa Claus, pull it together.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and four brothers. Santa Claus
straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, they know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that's old brother needs, so Santa Claus.
Welcome back to TMGS. This is the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, on Christmas. Something that we've never done, and I've never done, to be honest. But I appreciate the folks that have tuned in and listened. Our goal for today was to play some great classic R&B Christmas songs, and also some songs you probably were not aware of. I had a person that waved a hand and opened up their mic, and I'm sorry, I'm having a little issue here with my technology here. You know, it usually happens. 323, I believe I know who that is. Merry Christmas, my sister. How are you doing? Andrea James, is that you? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay.
So I am so sorry. My mic was muted. Okay, there I am. Ho, ho, ho. This is one of Santa's helpers. And
how are you doing, sweetheart? How are you doing? I said, how are you doing?
You talking a 323? Tired.
I'm talking to you. Right. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
I'm doing fabulous. I love this music, Michael. Oh, my gosh. It's just really setting the tone for me. Thank you so much
for
having this. Music is just, instead of listening to that tired, like you say, that tired elevator music that you happen to see on the Yule log that they put on the TV, this is right in time. Said that Christmas is every day. We should celebrate Christmas and giving every day, not just that one day. I give throughout the year, no matter what occasion it is, just because with a smile. Hey, how you doing? With just a smile. And for this year,
my apologies. I accidentally bumped the song, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. You put music in the background, I could sound a little sexy for you. I did give some specific gifts out this year. And it was food. I gave out gifts of food to a couple of places that I know people like, got them things that they could eat and share with the family. And even one person, they came and they did a job for me. Instead of actually paying them money, I took them to the grocery store and I bought them food so they could fix a Christmas dinner for their family today.
Wow.
And so that's what I did. But
let me
I just
want to
thank
this.
You. Go ahead.
No, I want to ask you this, that we're that is just within you to do so. But you do this not only during the holidays. You do, I would think, I'm thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, that if you see someone in need, you're a helpful type person, right?
Yes.
You will try to do whatever possible to help a person. It doesn't have to be Christmas time. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. But if you sense when someone needs something, you're a giver, right?
I am.
Okay.
Even if it's a stranger, somebody that I see needs help, I just can't pass him by and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it wouldn't, my heart wouldn't set right.
I'm glad.
Or if it's just a friendly, like I said, a friendly hello, make somebody's day. You just never know.
Yeah.
Kind words that you say to somebody could be the first words that that person hears all day.
I had where individuals were asked me for money, and, you know, just walking down the street. And I said, well, if I don't have any cash on me, which I really don't carry a lot of cash on me, right? I have my debit cards and everything. But I got cash on me. They get me some, not all, okay? Because I know some that do it as a business. But I see a woman out there with a kid or a woman out there, just a woman, period. You know, I look at it in the sense of where, in fact, I walked past a person one day, and it hit me. And I said, you know what? This might be a test of my support, right? And I reached my pocket, and I had actually $2 cash. I have money in my bank account. I'm not going to go to my ready teller and get off more. But that person was asking for whatever you could give them. I turned around and I gave them the $2 I had in my pocket. I said, God bless you. I'm like, no, God bless you. Hopefully you can do better. And they said, yeah, I hopefully I can. And I turned around and walked away. And in my mind, man, I'm thinking, well, was this a test, or was it just the fact of just doing the right thing? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you can't just give folks money every day. I understand that. But when we talk about giving back, you know, and helping out folks, at what point do you give back or help out folks? Does that make sense? If a homeless person is there, I have a lot of love and I feel sorry for an individual who was homeless. And if they ask me for, you know, some change and everything, if I have it on me, I try to give it to them. But then you have some folks be like, well, they're going to go buy some liquor, they're going to go buy this and that. But you can't really judge that. Who is the judge? God is the judge, right? So if I give them the money, I just do that. I give it to them, and however they use it is according to how they use it. If they go buy some food because they haven't ate, great. If they go buy alcohol, you know, I cannot sit and say that when you give a blessing, I'll call it a blessing to someone who's homeless, of money or whatever the case may be, they actually got a dollar or two or whatever. If I got it, in my mind, I'm thinking, maybe, you know, this guy might be a drug, you know, type thing. I could think that way. But then I could think, you know what, maybe these $2 might make a big difference in their life or their situation at that time. You follow me? That's the thing that I think a lot of folks battle with when it comes with helping out homeless people they see every day. Are they really, you know, when you give them something, are they really doing something positive or something negative? But who are we to judge is the question that I would look at. If you are trying to do something positive in your heart for that person and they take it and use it for a negative, are you wrong for doing the positive thought that you have?
No, you did what you thought was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm asking you.
The fact that you thought outside yourself.
If you were to give somebody money, are you questioning, by you doing that? Do you feel comfortable doing that if you were to do so? I don't know if you've done it, but I've done
it. I have.
And don't know, okay? And I don't know what they're going to use it for. We don't know. We're not going to follow it, right, to where they go or this and the other, based on the fact that
it's not us to babysit. Right, the
exactly.
fact that we give it, we're not supposed to babysit and say, okay, well, what are you going to do with it? No, the fact that you even did it takes some effort to do it, because a lot of people, they say, oh, should I do this? And like you said, they prejudge. And it's not about prejudging. Just give of your heart. It's better to give than receive. And a lot of times, in order for you to receive, you're supposed to give first, but not
correct.
Give in looking to receive.
Good
so you
point.
Give up your heart and give kind. Yeah, it's
good
it's that's how the
don't
universe
expect
works.
Nothing back, right? Don't expect nothing back, because sometimes
right.
folks give and expect something back, but it may not be. Immediate. But you know what? You may get something back through the blessings that you might get down the road because
yes.
you gave.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the whole
yes.
thing that I talk to folks about and try to make them understand. If you're a believer in God and work out, God will bless you. I believe in karma. That what you do, what can go wrong will go wrong, which is they call Murphy's Law. But that's part of karma, of where if you do something wrong, it can come back to you, not immediately, but down the road, right? So
right.
that's something I find interesting. That's what I'm going to ask you, and I appreciate you, chiming in, that when you give something from your heart, you're not asking for nothing back. You're just trying to be helpful. And whatever that person does, whatever your gift is, whether it be money or food or this and the other. I had a situation where a guy was asking my girlfriend, we were at the car wash, I think I told you this story, and when she pulled up because she needed some money for me, because she was running out of gas, I told her I was at the car wash. She pulled up, and then this guy ran over to her car begging for money. I said, hold up, dude. Hold on. And then I explained to him, no, you don't do that. He said, well, I'm just trying to get something to eat. Can you give me some money to get something to eat? Well, right across the street was the church's chicken. Right across the street. I said, okay. Took care of my girl. I said, let's go over here. I'll get you something to eat. He said, okay. We went over there. Order whatever you want. And he ordered like a 3-piece, blah, 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 this and the other. And he was like, okay, man, thanks. I appreciate it. I said, no, we're going to sit here and eat it together because I'm hungry too. And the thing is that
mm-hmm.
here's the moral of the story. People would sell food to other people. Follow me. People would get people to buy them food and then they would sell it to somebody else to get money. I know that. I knew that. It's crazy how folks will do that and then sell the food to get money for their addiction. And he and I had a long conversation and everything. I said, no, I bought this food for you to eat, not for you to sell. And he was very respectful. He said, I understand what you're saying. He said, and I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, I was going to sell this. He said, but I haven't ate all day. I said, okay, you should be full. Bottom line is this, is that where I managed to keep in touch with this young man and got him a job because he didn't have one. He didn't have a job. And I got him one, you know, because he said he wanted to work. And I said, okay, if you want to work, show up this time here and see if you can do it, if you're interested. Can't force folks to do something they don't want to do. And one thing is a lot of don't want to work. Some people out there now are working. They really don't want to work. You follow me? There's a lot of folks out there that have positions and jobs that are working, but they really don't want to work. That's the fact.
Don't want to, but do they need to work?
Well, they
want
have
to need
work
two different things.
They have to have an income. But when I say that, let me clarify what I mean. And I don't want to say something that gets me in trouble, but I'm never going to put myself in that type of situation. I know people who work for certain companies that really don't deserve the positions that they have, right? They do it, and they're very good at, you know, working or keeping their position as an employee, but they really don't want to work. You get the difference? I'll do this.
Maybe they could be what you call
really
a professional slacker. Are they called, they could possibly be called a professional slacker.
That's a good term. A professional slacker. That's a good term. I've never heard anyone say it like that. But you got a lot of professional slackers out there. You coined that. I have not heard anyone say that. Professional slackers. Yes, they do exist. You know what, Andrea? You're amazing. Because
so
there's a lot
Michael.
Of methods. Huh?
I said, so are you. You're amazing as well. That's why I'm listening to the show today, because I knew that you would be playing some music that I would want to hear. That would, how do you say it, just, it's rainy weather out here in California, which we need, and it's a little cold, so your music, let me just thank you for the almost these last 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
The music that you played is just totally on tap.
But,
thank you.
And I appreciate you tuning in and listening to it, and I'm not trying to get into a whole conversation, but thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a supporter of the TMGS. And speaking of music, let me go ahead and play one of my favorite songs, a classic, in my opinion. I'm asking her.
Is it Luther Vandross? No.
I got Luther, but check this one out from Alexander O'Neill.
You played some songs that I wasn't sure who it was, if it was the Whispers, it was the Temptations, but whoever you played, I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart. That's one of the things that I had under my Christmas tree was to listen to the Michael Gay Show today.
Well,
as
thank
a gift
you.
To myself.
I truly appreciate that. Well, let me go ahead and play some more music before I run out of time. Here is Alexander O'Neill, one of my favorite Christmas songs. I think it is truly a classic. And it's, you know, I have a lot of songs that I want to play before we get out of time. The time is 7:48, and I'm going to try to play more songs. And then maybe we'll talk about it later on. But let's go ahead and get it going. This one here, when I first heard this, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis for Alexander O'Neill, this has been a Christmas R&B Christmas classic. And I really don't need to say R&B. I think anybody who hears this song will love the song because the fact that it's a great, the music, the arrangement, the storyline, everything. It's just so amazing. So here is Alexander O'Neill with My Gift.
Ooh,
guest, Alexander O'Neill, with My Gift to You, and a Christmas classic in my book, written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And, you know, Andre, you mentioned Luther Vandross. You know, there are people right now at this time of year, and we might be running out of time, and I'm going to try to squeeze this song in as quickly as possible. But there are individuals who are proposing to their loved one on Christmas. There's a lot of proposals. I've looked at where gentlemen are dropping to one knee or whatever, showing a ring, you know, to their loved one or the person that they want to spend the rest of their life with. Well, I found a song that I felt like is, you know, the great song, a great song that would help you guys out a little bit. For You to Love by Luther Vandross, the live version from the UK. Here's Luther for You to Love. They travel, they love you. For You to Love, if you get a chance, go ahead and go to YouTube and find the live concert video of it. It is so amazing. It is so much fun to watch and listen to. And again, you know, it's so amazing how we do what we do. In fact, Andrea, you do what you do as far as doing these shows and doing these live broadcasts. And I'm appreciative of everyone who actually, I'm sorry, I have the track going. I'm sorry, I'm trying to, oh, I'm sorry. It's not working as well as I thought it would. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in this evening. And I have to go ahead and shut down the show because I have 90 seconds left. So Thank you for tuning in to our Saturday show, our Christmas show, here on TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. I love you guys truly for your support, and hopefully in 2022, we're going to keep it building. I'm not going to say hopefully, I know it's going to happen. So thank you so much. Audra, are you still there?
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
There you go.
Don't forget to celebrate Kwanzaa starting tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Right. Happy Kwanzaa for all that do celebrate Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
And if you're broadcasting,
you know,
next Saturday, we'll be chilling the champagne and drinking that.
Well,
live.
I'm
going to
be on next Saturday, trust me. You there? Yeah, we're going to be on next Saturday.
Excellent. Well, I'll be drinking my champagne and toasting to 2022.
All right. Hey, look, you guys, the live stream on Blog Talk is about to end. And so in the next 10 seconds. But, you know, I'm going to thank you for tuning in and listening. For all of you that are on the board, I'm going to go ahead and just give you some more information before we go. That's what the band is. Well, you know
you see.
So 2022, we're going to be doing live streaming, and I've been saying that through 2021, but, you know, it does take time. It does cost money for you to do what you want to do. And so I know a lot of folks, and some of my co-hosts said, when are we going to be, you know, out there and this, that, and the other? You know, being out there and this, that, and the other, as I said, takes time, costs money. It's not the money issue, it's the programming of how you're going to do it. So in my mind, I want to make sure it's the right venue, the right time of year. Right now we're in the middle of winter, and then we're dealing with other COVID-type crap that's going on, this and the other. So you have to take time to kind of like make a plan, you know. Artists can make a plan. Fortunately, we're able to see artists perform live at certain venues. But certain venues have, you know, certain codes and this and the other, or you have to wear a mask depending on what state you live in, not this and the other. I have a radio show. I want to get out there into the public and talk with people out there. I want to get out there and communicate with the listeners and the audience and everything. But I want to be safe, and I want them to be safe. So when I say I'm going to do this and the other, I'm going to do it, but I have to look at, you know, the fact that do it in a safe manner. That's all I'm looking at, okay? So I'm a man of my word, but I'm going to be safe about what I do. You follow me? I want to be safe. I'm not going to just jump out there and just do something and not be, you know, educated or have an idea of, do you want to do that or not? There's a lot of things of that I know is going to be great for 2022. As you guys know, I've had many great artists, not just artists, but just great guests on the show. I talk to them on a regular basis from time to time, and it's like some of them don't even perform anymore due to the fact that there's a scare still going on. So just take time. You know, just take the time to feel comfortable about what you do, music-wise, what I do. I take the time to do some research, what's safe, what's not safe. You follow what I'm saying? So, but, you know, once you do that, then you can see how far you can go. and that's what I'm doing. Things I planned on doing last year due to COVID, you know, the year before, really put everything into a stop. So I don't want to put you in danger or myself or my co-host or anybody else or my guests. But what we have planned, you know, is definitely something that we feel like is going to be fun and everything, but safety is priority. That's the only way I can put it. Safety is priority, you know, regardless. Andre, are you there?
I'm still here. We're still listening to the TMG show.
Okay. Don't you agree? Safety is priority, regardless.
Of course.
Right.
Most definitely. That's we're probably going to have another surge after this holiday is over. These two holidays, Christmas and New Year's.
New Year's,
and here
right.
in California, we're having the Rose Parade again next Saturday.
Rose
and they're expecting a lot of people. However, if you haven't
mm-hmm.
seen the parade before, let this be another year that you don't see it. I watch it on TV, really. Rather be safe, like you said,
Michael, rather be safe than sorry. I grew up in Pasadena. I was born in L.A., but I grew up in Pasadena, Pasadena. I was at every Rose Bowl parade ever since I was a kid, okay, back in the day. I worked on floats. I know. Over there by the Rose Bowl, they have those warehouses where they build the floats. I've worked on floats. I know exactly what you're talking about. But that was
Yeah, that's
many
a lot of
ago.
Fun. It
yeah,
takes a lot out
a
of
lot
you.
Of
it's
fun.
Cold. But it's something to see, just to experience it one time seeing
exactly.
a person in person. But now, don't experience it now. Better be safe. The parade will be here. Thankful that Pasadena has that. Their number one income, which is the Rose Parade. All the hotels are sold out. And then you have the
yep.
football game, I believe, the next day.
The restaurants make money.
They have
yeah,
the cyclone fences up now. And
mm-hmm.
But
right.
there again, it's something to see. It really is. But this
yeah.
year,
but I go
watch
to,
it on TV
to the 80s,
if you haven't.
The 70s and, late 70s and 80s when I
mm.
was to actually work on a float, and it's just amazing. You know, a lot of folks, you know, can look at the parade and be like, oh, those are nice floats. But if you look at the money and the time and the effort that goes into building those floats, you know, it's really interesting. It really is.
Takes
for
at least a year. Yes.
Yeah, it takes at least a year. But the thing is that it's for a one-day event. That's the key thing. I keep saying something that takes so much time for one day. And then once those floats get at the end of Colorado Boulevard, they go to, I think it's Pasadena High School or one of the parks, and they park them where you can take photos and everything. Then after a couple of days, the flowers start wilting and everything. And they're torn down. Right?
They used
now,
to make take the flowers and make potpourri out of it and sell it. I don't know
right,
if they still do
right.
that.
That's a good question, if they do that, because they could do it. But then again, of course, the machinery is kept for the next year, you know what I'm saying, as far as the motors, you know, and everything for the following year. But it does cost a lot of money, and there's a lot of time and effort. A lot of people who go in there, and it's all about individuals who just donate their time. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting paid to build these floats.
No, it's all volunteer. It takes a minimum of about $1 million, if not more, to from the concept to actually having the float come to fruition. And it's starting the day after the parade. They're planning for 2023. It's not an easy undertaking, but it is something that once you do it, it's something that you remember for the rest of your lifetime, just like we remember on Saturdays when we listen to the Michael Kay Show.
You know what?
I'll remember this year, next year.
I'll remember this year, next year. I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. But I like to really talk about that because that's an event that is seen around the world, right? The Tournament of Roads.
Around the world, yes.
Around the world. And then afterwards, there's the big football game. But the Tournament of Roses Parade is broadcast on every major network in California, but all around the world. Everyone is showing it, right? I'd like to have a conversation about, as you just mentioned, what it takes to actually build these floats and everything. I don't think anyone has ever had a conversation or ever shared that. So we get together and do some research and share with our listeners of where it started, how it's so, you know, and what it takes to build it and everything. And just in general, why it's so important that we do it every year. You know, because, you know, you have the Tournament of Roses House, right, over there on Pasadena
Boulevard. Called the Wrigley Mansion, yes. Yes.
The Wrigley and the Wrigley family, there you go. You just said the right name. The Wrigley Mansion. Exactly. But I think I read that the Wrigleys don't own that anymore. I don't know how true that is, but that would be a good conversation to research and look at the history of it and where it stands now. What do you think?
Oh yes. Because there's definitely some facts that will come out that people don't know.
Right.
Some facts that would surprise you, even with some prejudice going on, because of the
correct.
Over the years, as far as queens go, that are nominate a queen in her court, you can count the black queens on one hand.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
The black queen that they've had in the past.
Where now the new, I don't recall his name, but that would be good to do a research on the whole thing and look at how it's changed back then to now. Because look at where Chaka Khan became the Rose Parade Marshal.
That was the last time they had it, yes. Yes.
Yes. She came up, and mm-hmm. I know her best friend, which is Penny Ford. Penny lives in, she lives overseas, and Penny has been a guest on our show, on the Michael Gay Show, and, you know, and that is her best friend. They're so close. It's amazing. And I said, Penny, can you get Chaka on set? Michael, that would be like pulling teeth. She said, but I will work on it. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I think and I pray it will happen. Because I know Chaka is amazing for the fact that she has performed for Ice Capade, where they were skating to all her music. Ain't that amazing? That they wanted to do an event, this is overseas now, of where we're going to skate to all your music, where she's singing live, right? And then skating to her songs. I'm like, who does this? And I know she got paid a good bank for doing so. Does that make sense? Yes.
Wow, how about that? I remember when she was Rufus with Chaka Khan.
Rufus with Chaka Khan.
Did you add some more time to your show today for a Christmas gift us? Did you add some more time to your show?
No, the thing is that where people who are on the board can hear, and then the what's on the Blog Talk, yes, that ended. But I'm going to go ahead and end this conversation, and then what we're going to do is get into a conversation later on. But, yes, the people who are on the phone lines are still hearing us. All right. So that's how it works. But I'm going to look at making it where I can go over time where everybody can hear. But I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone for tuning in on this Christmas. Hey, enjoy the rest of your night. Tomorrow is another day. And God bless. And, you know, just let's make Christmas every day.
Every day.
Not just one day. Every day. Let's share love, accord, every day. Thank you, Andrea, for calling in.
Thank you, Michael. And remember to recycle black dollars. Remember to recycle black dollars, 365. Remember to recycle black dollars, 365.
Mm-hmm.
And code for that is RBD.
Okay.
And we're going to be RBDing tomorrow with celebrating Kwanzaa. The start of Kwanzaa.
Okay.
And I'll see you next Saturday with Chill Champagne to bring in 2022. It's a joy. It's always a joy listening to you, Michael. I always learn something. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. I truly appreciate that. It's always a joy to have you call in and share, you know, things I don't know. As I said to other folks, I don't know everything. I never claim to. I learn a lot when I do my own show. You know what I'm saying? From the caller. I really do. I learn a lot. And that's a blessing. So that being said, I'm just thankful and honored to have met so many people over the years doing this. And real quick, I want to say that I've had some folks say, why do you keep doing this and everything? You're not making money with this song, but it's not about the money thing. Yeah, I could make a lot of money, or I could make a lot of money if I wanted to go that direction. And I can, and I probably will at some point. But the key thing for me is having a platform where I can share my knowledge, and others can share their music, their knowledge, and everything, and their understanding about anything that you have a question about. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I have that platform. I have that platform. Not many are blessed to have a platform. And fortunately, many of us do, and how you use your platform, it's really important to educate folks, whether you're educating about what's been going on, like law enforcement, education as far as not always a negative, but also look at the positives that you look at. That's what TMGS does. We look at everything. That's what we call ourselves, a variety show. There's a variety of things that may come up every Saturday. And me being the host, I have to make the final decision of what we talk about and what we share with all you listeners. Thankfully, I have Andrea here, who, you know, has her own network, her own show. But she makes time to come in and give love and support to me. I appreciate that with all my heart because we have to network with each other. We have to.
It's important.
Because
even more so
right,
in 2022, more so now than ever. Michael, I have a glass of eggnog that's waiting for me. And I don't want to drink it on the air.
I got some Captain Morgan that someone bought me, and I said, I ain't busted open yet. And they gave me some, they gave me some Captain Morgan spice rum and some, some pineapple juice. Now, I've had it before, but I haven't had it in years. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and mix me a drink and eat me a little bit of meal. More meal, and just call it a night. But thank you so much for tuning in to the show. I love you.
Thank you.
You're an amazing individual. You guys support Andrea James and her website, which is
Today's Entrepreneur. Right. I'll come on and announce if you don't mind. I'll give you a date as to still on Christmas hiatus, but we will be coming back even bigger and better and stronger than we were before. So, and I'm just excited to be a part and listen in to the Michael Gay Show on Saturdays. It really makes a difference. It balances out my whole week, especially when I hear music from Solo and other people like that. And then, again, especially this time of year and not listening to Bing Crosby or the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I want to hear some soul.
The key thing is that there's only so many Christmas songs, but there's different versions from different artists, but they're the same damn songs. I mean, in all honesty. Now, granted, there are new school artists who come up with new versions of their own, but those are not classics, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to be remembered 12, 14 years, 20 years from now. They're not. The same stuff is going to be played, okay? And we'll get into that.
Well, let's
later
just say
on.
I got what I wanted for Christmas, which
so
was
I
listening
that.
To the music from the Michael Gay Show, and the fact that I
mm-hmm.
was I woke up this morning. I was given another day, which is called a present.
That's right.
A gift of life.
That's right.
Present day.
Well, I thank you
so
for tuning
in. So on that note,
and,
I'm going to say I look forward to see you next week. And happy Kwanzaa, happy New Year, and just know that our best days are in front of us.
Front of us, right. Love you, my sister. God bless. Hey, you guys, thank you for tuning to TMGS, and we'll see you next Saturday, which will be New Year's Day on TMGS. And trust me, you're going to be surprised at some of the things that we're going to share with you. And always make sure you chime in. If you don't want to talk live on the air, keep in mind that you can go to the chat room and post it. I will read your chat live on the air, and then you know you're okay, right? So keep that in mind. So with that being said, thank you all. Hope you had a great Christmas. This day is done. Tomorrow is another journey, and I love you guys. God bless. And I was going to get an outro here, but unfortunately, my board is acting up. Okay. So let me try again. See if I can go ahead and do that. Seems like this, and I won't let me do that. But if I get it right, hold on. And Andrea, go ahead. I thank you so much. But I'm trying to understand how come I'm not able to pull up the board and it's acting crazy on me. This is ridiculous. How come this is happening? That's interesting. It's doing this, it's doing that, all kinds of stuff. Because I haven't even shut down the show yet. Wow. This is crazy. All right, so you guys, I got to keep talking until I get to the screen I'm trying to find. It's not letting me get back to the screen. I'm going to really shut down the show.
Then you go to plan B.
Well, that's the thing that's really frustrating me at this moment. I'm going back to the screens, and it's not letting me get back to the board. Let's see. But plan B is that I have to get back to the board to really shut down the show. But you know what? Plan B, like you said, should be where I have to shut down everything I have at this point in time. I don't know why it's doing this. This is crazy. But this is blog talk, right? It happens. Okay. I think I'm there. Let me go to the studio. Once I hit studio, let's see what it does. Show me the switchboard. Oh, there we go. Ah, okay. So, I'm on the studio board. All right, you guys. Thank you again. Appreciate you. Love you all. Hope you had a great Christmas. We're going to get out of here. You know, I don't want to hold you guys up any longer. But you know what? I really want to do this, Andrea. I want to go ahead and play the closing theme for TMGS. So let me see what I can do here. If I can do that, because I really want to do that on Aerie show. Thanks to Joe Foxworth, who wrote it and shared it. So, yeah, we're going to do that. God bless. See you next Saturday, New Year's Day, on TMGS. New Year's Eve is on Friday. But on TMGS, it will be New Year's Day, and we're out of here. Here's Conversation Piece. Good night, y'all.